Page 27. But the knight smote Sir Brandiles so sore that he went to the earth, horse and man. So Uwain came after and saw all this. Jesu, said he, yonder is a strong knight. And then they feutered their spears, and this knight came so eagerly that he smote down Sir Uwain. Then came Ozana with a hardy heart, and he was smitten down. Now, said Sir Griflet, by my counsel, let me send to yonder errant knight, and wit whether he be of Arthur's court, for as I deem it, it is Sir Lamorak de Gales. So they sent unto him and prayed the strange knight to tell his name, and whether he were of Arthur's court or not. As for my name, they shall not wit, but tell them I am a knight errant, as they are, and let them wit that I am no knight of King Arthur's court. And so the squire rode again unto them, and told them his answer of him. By my head, said Sir Agravaine, he is one of the strongest knights that ever I saw, for he hath overthrown three noble knights, and needs we must encounter with him for shame. So Sir Agravaine feutered his spear, and that other was ready, and smote him down over his horse to the earth. And in the same wise he smote Sir Uwain, Le Avoutre, and also Sir Griflet. Then had he served them all but Sir Dinadan, for he was behind, and Sir Mordred was unarmed, and Sir Dagonet had his harness. So when this was done, the strong knight rode on his way, a soft pace, and King Mark rode after him, praising him mickle. But he would answer no words, but sighed wonderly, sore, hanging down his head, taking no heed to his words. Thus they rode well a 3 mile English, and then this knight called to him a varlet, and bade him, ride under yonder fair manor, and recommend me to the lady of that castle and place, and pray her to send me refreshing of good meats and drinks. And if she ask thee what I am, tell her that I am the knight that followeth the glastisent beast, that is in English to say the questing beast, for that beast, wheresomever he yeed, he quested in the belly with such a noise as it had been a 30 couple of hounds. Page 28. Then the varlet went his way and came to the manor, and saluted the lady, and told her from whence he came. And when she understood that he came from the knight that followed the questing beast, O sweet Lord Jesu, she said, when shall I see that noble knight, my dear son Palamedes? Alas, will he not abide with me? And therewith she swooned and wept, and made passing great dole. And then also soon as she might, she gave the varlet all that he asked, and the varlet returned unto Sir Palamedes, for he was a varlet of King Mark. And as soon as he came, he told the knight's name was Sir Palamedes. I am well pleased, said King Mark, but hold thee still and say nothing. Then they alit, and set them down, and reposed them a while. Anon, withal, King Mark fell asleep. When Sir Palamedes saw him sound asleep, he took his horse and rode his way, and said to them, I will not be in the company of a sleeping knight. And so he rode forth a great pace. Chapter 14. How King Mark and Sir Dinadan heard Sir Palamedes making great sorrow and mourning for La Beale Isoud. Now turn we unto Sir Dinadan, that found these 7 knights passing heavy, and when he wist how they sped, as heavy was he. My lord Uwain, said Sir Dinadan, I dare lay my head, it is Sir Lamorak de Gales. I promise you all I shall find him, and he may be found in this country. And so Sir Dinadan rode after this knight, and so did King Mark, that sought him through the forest. So as King Mark rode after Sir Palamedes, he heard a noise of a man that made him great dole. Then King Mark rode as nigh that noise as he might, and as he durst. Then was he ware of a knight that was descended off his horse, and had put off his helm, and there he made a piteous complaint, and a dolorous of love. Page 29. Now leave we that, and talk we of Sir Dinadan, that rode to seek Sir Palamedes. And as he came within a forest, he met with a knight, a chaser of deer. "Sir," said Sir Dinadan, "might ye with a knight with a shield of silver, met ye with a knight with a shield of silver and lion's head?" "Yea, fair knight," said the other, "with such a knight met I, but with but a while agone, and straight yonder way he yede." "Gramercy," said Sir Dinadan, "for might I find the track of his horse, I should not fail to find that knight." Right so, as Sir Dinadan rode in the even late, he heard a doleful noise, as it were of a man. Then Sir Dinadan rode toward that noise, and when he came nigh that noise, he alit off his horse, and went near him on foot. Then was he ware of a knight that stood under a tree, and his horse tied by him, and the helm off his head, and ever that knight made a doleful complaint, as ever made knight. And always he made his complaint of La Beale Isoud, the Queen of Cornwall, and said, "Ah, fair lady, why love I thee? For thou art fairest of all other, and yet showest thou never love to me, nor bounty. Alas, yet must I love thee, and I may not blame thee, fair lady, for mine eyen be cause of this sorrow. And yet, to love thee, I am but a fool, for the best knights of the world loveth thee, and ye him again, that is, Sir Tristram de Lyons, and the falsest king and knight is your husband, and the most coward and full of treason is your lord, King Mark. Alas, that ever so fair a lady, and peerless of all other, should be matched with the most villainous knight of the world." All this language heard King Mark, what Sir Palamedes said by him. Wherefore he was adread, when he saw Sir Dinadan, lest, and he espied him, that he should tell Sir Palamedes that he was King Mark. And therefore he withdrew him, and took his horse, and rode to his men, where he commanded them to abide. And so he rode as fast as he might unto Camelot. And the same day he found there Amant, the knight ready that afore Arthur had appelled him of treason. And so lightly the king commanded them to do battle. Page 30. And by misadventure King Mark smote Amant through the body, and yet was Amant in the righteous quarrel. And right so he took his horse, and departed from the court for dread of Sir Dinadan, that he would tell Sir Tristram and Sir Palamedes what he was. Then were there maidens that La Beale Isoud had sent to Sir Tristram, and knew Sir Amant well. Chapter 15. How King Mark had slain Sir Amant wrongfully to fore King Arthur, and Sir Lancelot fetched King Mark to King Arthur. Then by the license of King Arthur they went to him, and spake with him, for while the truncheon of the spear stuck in his body he spake. "Ah, fair damosels," said Amant, "recommend me unto La Beale Isoud. Tell her that I am slain for the love of her and of Sir Tristram." And there he told the damosels how cowardly King Mark had slain him, and Sir Bersales his fellow. And for that deed I upheld him of treason. And here I am slain in a righteous quarrel, and all was because of Sir Bersales. And I would not consent by treason to slay the noble knight, Sir Tristram. Then the two maidens cried aloud, that all the court might hear it, and said, O sweet Lord Jesu, that knowest all hid things, why sufferest thou so false a traitor to vanquish and slay a true knight that fought in a righteous quarrel? Then anon it was sprung to the king and the queen and all the lords that it was Sir King Mark that had slain Sir Amant and Sir Bursules aforehand. Wherefore they did their battle. Then was King Arthur wroth out of measure, and so were all the other knights. But when Sir Tristram knew all the matter, he made great dole and sorrow out of measure, and wept for sorrow for the loss of the noble knights, Sir Bursules and of Sir Amant. Page 31. When Sir Lancelot espied Sir Tristram weep, he went hastily to King Arthur and said, Sir, I pray you give me leave to return again to yonder false knight, king and knight. I pray you, said King Arthur, fetch him again, but I would not that ye slew him for my worship. Then Sir Lancelot armed him in all haste, and mounted upon a great horse, and took a spear in his hand, and rode after King Mark. And from thence a 3 mile English, Sir Lancelot overtook him, and bade him, Turn, recreant king and knight, for whether thou wilt or not, thou shalt go with me to King Arthur's court. King Mark returned and looked upon Sir Lancelot, and said, Fair sir, what is your name? Wouldst thou well, said he, my name is Sir Lancelot, and therefore defend thee. And when King Mark wist that it was Sir Lancelot, and came so fast upon him with a spear, he cried then aloud, I yield to thee, Sir Lancelot, honorable knight. But Sir Lancelot would not hear him, but came fast upon him. King Mark saw that, and made no defense, but tumbled adown out of his saddle to the earth as a sack. And there he lay still, and cried Sir Lancelot's mercy. Arise, recreant knight and king. I will not fight, said King Mark, but whither that ye will, I will go with you. Alas, alas, said Sir Lancelot, that I may not give thee one buffet for the love of Sir Tristram and of La Beale Isoud, and for the two knights that thou hast slain traitorly. And so he mounted upon his horse and brought him to King Arthur. And there King Mark alit in that same place, and threw his helm upon him, from him upon the earth, and his sword, and fell flat to the earth of King Arthur's feet, and put him in his grace and mercy. So God me help, said Arthur, ye are welcome in a manner, and in a manner ye are not welcome. In this manner ye are welcome, that ye come hither, maugre thy head, as I suppose. Page 32. That is truth, said King Mark, and else I had not been here, for my lord Sir Lancelot brought me hither through his fine force, and to him am I yielden to as recreant. Well, said Arthur, ye understand ye ought to do me service, homage, fealty, and never would ye do me none, but ever ye have been against me, and a destroyer of my knights. And how will ye acquit you? Sir, said King Mark, right as your lordship will require me, unto my power I will make a large amends. For he was a fair speaker, and a false thereunder. Then, for great pleasure of Sir Tristram, to make them twain accorded, the king withheld King Mark as at that time, and made a broken love day between them. Chapter 16. How Sir Dinadan told Sir Palamedes of the battle between Sir Lancelot and Sir Tristram. Now turn we again unto Sir Palamedes, how Sir Dinadan comforted him in all that he might from his great sorrow. "What knight are ye?" says Sir Palamedes. "Sir, I am a knight errant, as ye be, that hath sought you long by your shield." "Here is my shield," says Sir Palamedes. "Wit ye well, and ye will aught therewith I will defend it." "Nay," says Sir Dinadan, "I will not have undo with you but in good manner, ado with you but in good manner. And if ye will, ye shall find me soon ready." "Sir," says Sir Dinadan, "whitherward ride you this way?" "By my head," says Sir Palamedes, "I wot not, but as fortune leadeth me." "Heard ye or saw ye aught of Sir Tristram?" "So God me help of Sir Tristram, I heard both and saw, and not forthen we loved not inwardly well together."